Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls for centre-state coordination to combat drug menace. Says drug-free India campaign is currently running across 372 districts. Heavy rain wreaks havoc in Dehradun and its adjoining areas. IMD issues orange alert for heavy rainfall in Dehradun, Nainital and Champawat districts today. UN Commission of Inquiry says Israel committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. India's ambassador to United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, describes ISRO-NASA partnership as important pillar of India-US cooperation. And ICC rejects Pakistan Cricket Board's demand to replace match referee Andy Pycroft after India-Pakistan Asia Cup clash in Dubai. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the second National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force Heads of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today. Heads of anti-narcotics task forces of 36 states and union territories, apart from stakeholders from other government departments, are also attending the conference. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah informed that the drug-free India campaign is currently being organized in 372 districts across the country. He mentioned that 10 crore people and 3 lakh educational institutions are associated with this campaign.
एक त्रिकोणीय रणनीति के तहत हमने कदम उठाने पड़ेंगे ड्रग की सप्लाई चेन के लिए हमारा रूथलेस अप्रोच होना चाहिए डिमांड रिडक्शन में एक स्ट्रेटेजिक अप्रोच होना चाहिए और हार्म रिडक्शन में ह्यूमन अप्रोच होना चाहिए ये तीनों अप्रोच के साथ एंटी नारकोटिक्स टास्क फोर्स ने आगे बढ़ना चाहिए.
Mr. Shah added that the fight against drugs can only be successful when all departments of the central and state governments work together, moving in the same direction.
नशामुक्त भारत अभियान लगभग 372 जिलों में चल रहा है 10 करोड़ लोग और 3 लाख शैक्षिक संस्थान इसके साथ जुड़े हैं मगर मैं फिर से कहना चाहता हूं ये पर्याप्त नहीं है ये हर जिले में चलना चाहिए और हर शैक्षिक संस्थान पर हमारी पहुंच होनी चाहिए एनसीबी ने और इसकी इकाइयों के द्वारा ड्रग नेटवर्क चार्ट भी तैयार कर लिया है जिसके राज्य के यूनिट उपयोग कर सकते हैं देश भर के विश्वविद्यालय और संस्थानों में मिशन ड्रग फ्री कैंपेन भी चालू हुआ है.
The two-day conference will serve as a strategic platform to reinforce Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to a drug-free India and to formulate a roadmap to achieve this goal. The theme of the conference is United Resolve, Shared Responsibility. Heavy rainfall across various districts of Uttarakhand has severely affected normal life. Landslides in the hilly areas have disrupted several roads and the major rivers of the state are flowing above normal levels. In the capital city, Dehradun, heavy rains last night led to debris entering several houses in the Karligad area of Sahastridhara. The popular tourist site Sahastridhara has also suffered damage, with some shops reported to be destroyed. More from our correspondent.
Due to the rains, a portion of a pulley on a Haridwar-Dehradun National Highway near the Lal Tapar area has been damaged. Relief and rescue teams are present at the affected locations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami over the phone to get a detailed update on the situation. They assured full support from the central government and emphasized that the centre stands firmly with the state in these times of the crisis. Chief Minister Dhami conducted an on-ground inspection of the affected areas, reviewed the relief efforts.
जानकारी ली है उन्होंने चिंता व्यक्त करी और हर प्रकार से हमको आश्वासन दिया है अपने गृह मंत्री जी ने राज्य में जो आपदा आई है उसके बारे में आकलन किया है उनका भी धन्यवाद भी करता हूँ.
The Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rain in Dehradun, Nainital and Champawat district today with warnings of heavy rain in other regions as well. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
As continuous rain disrupts life across Maharashtra, the India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for almost all regions of the state. The Met Department has said there is a possibility of heavy rain accompanied by lightning and thunder at isolated places in the next 24 hours. More from our correspondent.
The heavy rainfall in several districts of Marathwada made life worse for the general public. Near about 200 people were stranded at various locations due to severe flooding. Over 150 people have been rescued by the Indian Air Force, Indian Army, NDRF and local teams. All rescued were shifted to safer places. Four people from Bid and Hingoli districts have been reported as dead, while a couple more were injured in lightning strikes. Bid district was the worst hit. Meanwhile, in the wake of heavy rains in the state, Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde visited the State Emergency Operation Center in Mantralaya yesterday and reviewed the situation. Bhavana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The Indira Gandhi National Center for the Arts will organize the art exhibition Mann Ki Baat in Samvat Auditorium, IGNCA in New Delhi today. Curated by Professor Richa Kamboj, Head of Department, Kala Darsan Division, the exhibition presents a series of paintings by eminent senior artist Manjeet Singh, inspired by the radio program Mann Ki Baat of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The exhibition will remain open to the public from the 17th of September to the 22nd of September 2025, from 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. daily. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month, when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Today we take a look at the reforms for the agriculture sector, especially tractors.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided relief to the farmers through significant reduction in GST in the agriculture sector. The tax rate on tractors was slashed from 12% to 5%. Tractor components including tires, tubes, hydraulic pumps, among others, will be slashed down to 5% slab, which previously was a part of the 18% slab. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that a revolutionary change has been made in the agriculture sector by reducing GST. The changes will particularly benefit small and medium farmers. The reduction in the GST rates on agriculture equipments will lower the cost of farming. The new tax rate will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. With Nitika, Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has transformed India into a global climate champion.
From being seen as a developing nation with growing energy needs, India has fast risen to become a global climate champion. In the last 11 years, from conserving forests to championing climate justice, from solar rooftops to green mobility, India is proving that growth and sustainability can go hand in hand. At the COP21 in Paris, India pledged to achieve 40% installed clean energy capacity by 2030. But rising to its commitment, the country achieved the target in 2021, 9 years ahead of schedule. During his visit to the United States in September last year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that India has 17% of the world's population and its carbon emissions are less than 4%.
Duniya ki 17% population hone ke bawajood global carbon emission mein Bharat ki hissedari sirf 4% hai. दुनिया को बर्बाद करने में हमारा कोई रोल नहीं है.
The country also launched the Global Life Movement, that is, Lifestyle for Environment, a call to adopt simple, sustainable choices in daily life. At the COP29 in Baku, India highlighted breakthroughs in green hydrogen, industrial decarbonization, and women-led climate action. Praising Prime Minister Modi for being the leading voice against climate change, Australian philanthropist Dr. Andrew Forrest said,
"The Prime Minister is clearly a global champion on, and I've Prime Minister to be, if you like, the global government partner. I'll be the global industry partner to promote green hydrogen across the world."
With bold commitments and real action, India is not just participating in the global climate dialogue, it is shaping it.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. United Nations Commission of Inquiry has alleged that Israel has committed acts of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. The report claims there are reasonable grounds to conclude that four of the five acts defined as genocide under international law have been carried out since the conflict began in 2023. In response to the Hamas-led attack, the Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza. Since then, the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza reports that at least 64,905 people have been killed in Israeli attacks. Additionally, UN-backed food security experts have declared a famine in Gaza City. Israel's foreign ministry rejected the report as distorted and false, accusing the UN panel of echoing Hamas propaganda. India's ambassador to the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, underlined a long-standing and fruitful space partnership between Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, describing it as one of the most important pillars of India-US cooperation. Speaking at the India-USA Space Collaboration event in Washington, the ambassador said, "The collaboration has grown through various missions and programs, including the Chandrayaan mission, the Artemis Accords, and the recent NISAR launch." He added, "India is planning a manned moon mission and a space station between 2028 and 2035, with NASA continuing as a vital partner."
Future is clearly bright. India is looking at its own manned mission to moon, but also its own space program, which we are expecting to be ready between 2028 and 2035, its own space station, and of course the Gaganyaan mission. And in all this, NASA has truly been really an exemplary partner for us.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held an expanded meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to discuss Iran, the strike in Doha, and efforts to free hostages. During the meeting held at Netanyahu's Jerusalem office, Rubio put the Trump administration's full support behind Benjamin Netanyahu. Meanwhile, Arab and Muslim leaders have called for a review of ties with Israel after emergency talks in Doha yesterday, following last week's deadly strike on Hamas members in the Qatari capital. A joint statement from the summit urged all states to take all possible legal and effective measures to prevent Israel from continuing its actions against the Palestinian people. World Ozone Day is being observed across the globe today. The day is dedicated to raising awareness about the crucial role of the ozone layer in safeguarding life on Earth. This year's Ozone Day is celebrated under the theme "From Science to Global Action." The campaign underscores how scientific findings translated into policy measures and international cooperation, demonstrating the power of united efforts in addressing environmental challenges. We have a report.
Often described as Earth's umbrella, the ozone layer acts as a protective shield, blocking harmful UV radiations from the sun. This natural barrier significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer, cataracts, and damage to the ecosystems. 40 years ago, nations came together under the Vienna Convention for the Protection of the Ozone Layer, a groundbreaking agreement marking the beginning of a global commitment to safeguarding the ozone. This year's celebration honors a journey from early scientific warnings to the strong international cooperation that followed, leading to real and lasting environmental impact. On this World Ozone Day, let's come together to protect the ozone layer and move towards a sustainable future where our planet thrives for generations to come. With Neelam Kaushik, Komudi Parikh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The International Cricket Council has officially rejected the Pakistan Cricket Board's demand to replace match referee Andy Pycroft following the controversial conclusion of the India-Pakistan group stage match at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. India won the game by 7 wickets, but the focus quickly shifted from cricket to an escalating diplomatic spat over a post-match gesture. The controversy began when Indian players Surya Kumar Yadav and Shivam Dubey walked off the field without shaking hands with the Pakistani team. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls for center-state coordination to combat drug menace, says Drug-Free India campaign is currently running across 372 districts. Heavy rain wreaks havoc in Dehradun and its adjoining areas. IMD issues orange alert for heavy rainfall in Dehradun, Nainital and Champawat districts today. UN Commission of Inquiry says Israel committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. India's ambassador to United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, describes ISRO-NASA partnership as important pillar of India-US cooperation, and ICC rejects Pakistan Cricket Board's demand to replace match referee Andy Pycroft after India-Pakistan Asia Cup clash in Dubai. With that, we end the midday news.